Hope Irving looked around at all the happy people in her parents' backyard and wondered what was wrong with her. 28 years old and still the loner who turned up to Christmas by herself, ate too many chocolate-coated nuts, drank too many beers, and maintained a bah humbug demeanor. This year in particular, everyone else seemed so damned pleased with themselves. Why couldn't she be like that? "I don't think you want to be happy, dear. Something's holding you back." This from her mother, Alicia, who'd cornered Hope in the kitchen after she'd arrived and asked why she hadn't brought that divine-looking Matt Kendrick to Christmas. So much for keeping that a secret. Her sister had a big mouth. The blabbermouth in question walked up to where Hope was standing on the patio. "What are you doing over here all by yourself?" Penny asked. "Rehearsing my audition piece. Next year I'm finally going to get the part of the Grinch in that local theater production," Hope quipped. "What are you doing telling Mom about me and Matt?" Save for a slight pinkening of her pale cheeks, Penny didn't appear all that contrite. "She was worried about you, so I threw her something to chew on. I figured you'd be bringing him to Christmas. Why isn't he here, by the way?"
"He has a family, too, you know."
"Uh-huh." Penny lifted her glass of wine to her lips and studied Hope over the rim. "Didn't invite him, did you?"
"I told you from the beginning, it's not serious with me and Matt. Inviting him to a family Christmas indicates serious."
But she'd wanted to invite him. At least 5 times, Hope had opened her mouth to do just that. Each time, she'd gotten a hold of herself before she messed up. She'd been doing all she could the last 3 months to keep their affair strictly sexual, and she couldn't afford to give him mixed messages. She didn't want to lead Matt on. She'd done the smart thing by not bringing him to a family thing like this, but Hope couldn't deny she missed him acutely, especially when both her sisters were here with their boyfriends, looking particularly blissed out. Emily even had the audacity to bring both of hers, and her parents were doing their best to act totally cool with the way Brandon Walker and Jet Durante each held one of Emily's hands as they'd flanked her at the lunch table.
"And I've always thought there has to be more between you and Matt than what you claim," Penny went on. "He's been your friend for 5 years. You can't tell me you can add sex to that mix and keep things strictly casual."
"Shouldn't you be getting back to your boyfriend?" Hope asked, because she didn't want to address her sister's comment. She didn't want to admit that lately the way Matt looked at her had begun to make her nervous. Or was it excited?
Her heart started palpitating merely thinking about Matt's keen blue eyes staring deeply into hers, his hand touching her face.
"I've been gone from the table 2 minutes," Penny said.
Hope dragged her mind away from Matt, which was getting harder and harder to do these days. "Too long for him if the way he's staring at you is any clue." Penny turned and saw what Hope already did. Greg Danvers, ostensibly engaged in conversation with their father, Walt, yet his attention kept wandering to Penny, as though he couldn't stand for her to be out of his sight for a moment. When Penny caught his eye, Greg winked, making Penny giggle girlishly.
"Ah, geez," Hope groaned. "You two are sickening." "Your fault. If you hadn't gotten all the girls together to make me go after him, we might not be here now, madly in love and sexually exhausted."
"Blech. I'll remember this nausea next time I think of playing Cupid." In truth, Hope didn't take responsibility or credit for getting Penny and Greg back together after their little bust-up a few months ago. There was an undeniable chemistry between them that overrode what appeared on the surface to be their many differences. Opposites attract, they say, and it was certainly true of Penny and Greg. Hope figured they would have found their way back to each other eventually without intervention. They had an air of inevitability about them. Some would say they were meant to be, but Hope didn't believe in that anymore. Not since her meant-to-be man had decided he couldn't be what she needed and left. The thought of Dylan Wakefield brought with it the usual pang of regret and loss. She and Dylan weren't opposites. Hope got him, understood his drive to ride the big waves, to chase that adventure and not be tied down by conventional standards.